Storm by Sire Jake. The day was dark, heavy with a promise of rain. Rolling clouds loomed in the distance. Inside, the mood was almost the same. This session had been different from any they had. He would not allow her to suck his cock. He would not do anything sexual. They had acted like an old married couple, and this worried her to no end. He had spoken of a time like this, but she never thought it would happen. She had gotten nude and rubbed herself against him. All this managed to do was get her eaten the first couple of times and punished the last few. She had cooked and done all the things he liked to try to please him. He would play with her, but not make love to her for 2 days now. Something that never happened before, nor did she think would ever happen. Was he tiring of her? Was their season, as he called it, coming to a close? She was about to go crazy, but still, she hesitated to ask the question that she knew would kill her if he answered yes. Life, as she had come to love it, would end. No one before in her entire life had ever just let her be her. When she said she wanted to make love in a graveyard 2 weeks later, it had been done. When she told him of the place in Maine she had visited and loved, they had gone. When she said she wanted to be fisted, or when she had wanted anal sex, it was done. He never made her feel her desires were strange or kinky. He never made her do the things she wrote stories about that she simply could not do in real life. He called when things were at their worst and seemed to make them better. He ripped unpleasant things from her mind that she refused to surrender voluntarily. He comforted her through the hardest times, though she did not like the mere fact that the others existed. He even made that tolerable. He would do what she wanted to do. He cared about her needs. It seemed that he had no needs of his own. Those he did have were really hers. This could not end. She would not allow it. She would do whatever she had to do to hold on to him. She had, though once, a long time ago, thought of leaving him because he refused to make her the only one. When he simply said no and offered to release her if she were unhappy, she had quickly retracted her statement. She had learned to accept that when he was with her, she was his one and only, and that she held in a special place all her own that no one else could ever fill. Finally, she asked the question. Then she held her breath for what seemed like forever, and he pondered his answer. He motioned for her to come and sit on his lap. Softly, he began to stroke her, as only he could do. This only made it worse. Now she knew that he was tired of her. Then, without warning, he grabbed a handful of her hair and almost dragged her into the bathroom. He kissed her so passionately that she thought she would faint. He ripped the cotton blouse almost to shreds in one motion, followed by her bra, which refused to give way, but he continued pulling it until it did. Her back and shoulders still felt the pressure as he and the fabric fought. Finally, he won. He cut the spandex pants from her waist, then ripped them the rest of the way, followed by her panties. He kissed her again, then ordered her to sit on the seat of the toilet and not move or speak a word. She obeyed. He had never been this rough. Rough was not the word. It was if he was boiling inside, like the storm that was quickly approaching. He drew her a bath and helped her in without a word. As many times as he had bathed her, it had never been this soft, this sensual. He was washing her down to her very soul. Touch went to her core, tender but firm. He ordered her to lay back as he gazed out the bathroom window at the darkening sky just above. Slowly, he began to pour water so warm she could barely stand it as he gently spoke so softly. She strained to hear him over the water. "You are more than just a sexual object to me. You don't have to be sucking my cock every time we are together. I enjoy being with you, my sweet one. So worry not." A bolt of lightning lit up this dark sky, and a clap of thunder frightened her. She jumped. He got an intense hard-on, and his eyes looked strange. His voice became softer, softer, as he gazed out the window. He helped her from the tub and into the shower as the storm began to build and the lightning came more often. As he dried her, she could swear every time the lightning lit up the darkening sky, she could feel a shock of electricity coming from his body. Following what seemed like 3 dozen lightning bolts, he began to lick her like he had never licked her before. He moaned gently as each lightning bolt and clap of thunder increased his sense of urgency. He was not really with her. He was part of something far greater and distant. Not of this world. His tongue was the wind and the air, the sea, both hot and cold. He had become something non-human. The weather forecasters had declared that the approaching storm was expected to be the worst in record history, and she believed them as the driving rain beat against the windows, the roof, the sides of the house. The more violent the storm became, the more passionate he became. Since they left the bedroom, he had not said a word. He had dressed her, but had made her come more than he had ever done before. The storm was in his eyes, in his tongue. He would not allow her to give him pleasure. He made her come in ways that she did not believe were possible. When the storm seemed to be at its worst, he grabbed her by the hair and dragged her to the door. He threw it open, and they went out into the main storm. He tore her gown into 1,000 strips of silk and satin, even though it was his favorite. He wrestled her to the muddy ground and took her both vaginally and anally, then came in her mouth. His seed was sweeter than usual and hotter, so much hotter. After he had come, he started to lick her and the very top of her head until every inch of her body tingled. So she thought she would go mad between the rain beating against her body and his tongue and touch. She was frightened. He had never been this intense. His face highlighted in the lightning was strange. His eyes seemed to glow. His tongue appeared red hot. She was relieved when he finally stopped, allowing her to catch her breath and her heart to slow down. He ran toward the house like a man possessed. She tried to get up, but could not. Her muscles were like jelly, her limbs unable to support her weight. Her head felt like a ton of lead. When he returned, he stood over her, looking down at her, burning his emerald eyes into her. His serpent-like tongue darted in and out of his mouth. The lightning gave him an eerie glow that anyone else would have scared the shit out of her. Instead, it finally registered to her that he was being recharged. Something he was getting from her and from the storm was what he had given to her so many times. Then she noticed the purple flogger. He began to whip her so sensually that she came so hard she thought she would pass out. Before she could recover from the flogger, he was on her with his tongue once again. He threw his head back and driving rain beat into his face. He seemed to need it. She had never thought he needed anything or anyone. She had been wrong. This storm had been his, and she reaped the benefits. She had been allowed to share this with him. She prayed to be with him during every storm. She didn't want to share this part of him with any of the others. It went on for hours. The stronger the storm became, the more intense he became. When the storm crested, he filled her mouth, pussy and asshole, with his seed, which seemed to burn into her, bonding him to her, making them one. He helped her into the house and bathed her again. Together, they cleaned up the mess they had made coming in from the outside. Then, together, they had cuddled up in front of the fireplace and blissfully fell off into a deep